Next item on the agenda is request for public hearing pertaining to restricted area, joint expeditionary base, Little Creek Fort Story.
So as Pat mentioned earlier, fisheries is going to try and take a little bit different approach to be a little more efficient with commission time, but we also want to make sure that we are providing adequate information to the commission and the public. So our goal is to take all these requests for public hearings that are generally routine for us and try to put them in one presentation and one staff recommendation, and then anything that is more of a major shift in regulatory changes, like we just did with striped bass, or something that might take more than one meeting to digest, like the Blue Crab Winter Dredge Survey, we'll split those items out so you get a chance to see them. So we have one, two, if you look at the board, we've got five different requests for public hearings this month. So what I'll do is I'll roll through all of them and give you a really brief on what they're about, and then have one staff recommendation that encompasses them all. And then if you have any questions about any specific item, I'm happy to answer any of those. So the very first one is actually a request to establish a new regulation, Chapter 1370, pertaining to the restricted area at the Joint Expeditionary Base, Little Creek, Fort Story. This was a request made from the commander and Joint Expeditionary Base of Little Creek, Fort Story, requesting the assistance of both VMRC and MPO in enforcing a current restricted area outside of Little Creek Base. This is a prohibited area already established by the Army Corps of Engineers. It's already published in the Federal Code of Regulations. So what they're asking us to do is complement that area that's already established, as well as limit commercial and recreational fishing in that area. They're having difficulties with increased number of gear in that area that is really causing them to have to cancel or move required training to the Navy.
What it is, it's the end of the firing range. So it's not like one of those things we just take the shot at. No,
there's an underwater demolition area, there's a small arms firing range, and also an amphibious training area as well that this encompasses.
Thank you.
The second one is to modify Chapter 995 pertaining to commercial hook and line. 14 months ago, we came in front of the commission and made some changes to crew lists and how people were permitted for commercial line. During that, we split one sentence into two, and it left unclear some of the language about fishing around jetties and bridges on the weekends. The intent is to reduce interactions with recreational anglers and to limit the access to bridges and piers around weekends. So this would be to modify or clarify that language. Number three here, item 18 on your agenda, chapter to modify chapter 110 pertaining to lobsters. This would be establishing minimum size of escape vents and lobster traps. All this does is comply with addenda 2 and 4 from the Interstate FMP for lobster. We're required to implement these to follow the ASMFC plan. Agenda number 19 is Chapter 1310 pertaining to Jonah crab. This is to modify the current regulations. It would be establishing a 2 3/4 inch minimum size for claws. It is to define a bycatch definition for Jonah crab, as well as change the possession limits for gears that are non-lobster trap. This is, again, to make sure that we are in line with addendum 2 for ASMFC. And agenda item number 20 would be to modify chapter 4, VAC 450, pertaining to taking a bluefish. This would be to revise the recreational possession limit for bluefish. The most recent stock assessment for bluefish in 2019 saw that bluefish were overfished, but overfishing was not occurring. Through the Mid-Atlantic Council and joint meeting with ASMFC, they decided on 28.5% reduction for bluefish. What that ends up with is a 3-fish bag limit for the private sector, and we're recommending a 5-fish bag limit for the for-hire sector. So all those are requests for public hearings. Staff is recommending the commission advertise for these agenda items 16 through 20 for a public hearing on February 25th, 2020, and I'm happy to answer any questions about these items.
Any questions by members of the commission? If not, the chair will entertain a motion.
Motion to accept staff recommendations on items 16 through 20 to advertise for public hearing.
Motion made by Mr. Francis, second.
Second
by Mr. Minor. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Any more business to come before the commission? Yes. What?
This will take 30 seconds. In the spirit of efficiency, Black Sea Bass permit is now open.
Yay.
Okay. Right. You can go get a permit.
I will do it by the time I get home.
Meeting adjourned. Good job. Thank you all for your attention today. We're going to, at times, wow.